Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Post.
And Sister Amen.
We are coming to you today with our edification audio, and we have had a long, interesting, rather trying day.
Yep.
But we're not going to go into all the details of that. We're hoping good will come from all of it, and
good will come. God is always going to be glorified
Amen.
One way or another.
Amen. Amen. We're getting ready to gather with some saints, go over some scriptures, and edify each other online. But before we do that, we wanted to get to this audio. We hope you're doing well today. The other day, Sister Amen read her goals. Today, I'm going to read mine. Before I do that, any thoughts, Sister Amen? Anything about today or anything on your heart before I read my goals and then you have a scripture for us?
Just set your mind on things above.
Yeah.
We don't want to set our mind on things of the earth
or
people or any of that. What we want to do is the things of this earth and the people of this earth, if they're not of God, we need to set our mind on Him and let Him take care of all things past that.
A-E-O-C. A-E-O-C. I'm miffing her.
Yeah.
She'll know it when I say it. All eyes on Christ.
Oh, okay.
That's what we want to be. All
right.
A-E-O-C.
Definitely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you got me. My brain's real slow today, so
that's
I
your
didn't
word?
Catch that.
That's your word today?
Sure.
That's a good word.
It is. Simple words are good, too.
Yeah, amen, amen. Yeah. We were going to go do a preach today, but we got distracted by some more important things that had to be dealt with, and then ended up fellowshipping with a young brother, so that was glorious.
That's important.
We got to witness the gospel to a bunch of people.
Oh, I know.
We had some strange guy dancing behind our van after he read our gospel signs.
Yeah, lots of
probably put a video of that up.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe, maybe not. He did a hand gesture at the end. We better stop.
We better not put that up.
I don't think we had that on video, but I'm not sure. Yeah. We'll pass on that. But yeah, we meet all kinds of people out here.
Oh, we do. The gospel went out.
Yeah. All right, let's get right to my goals. Ready? Okay. My short-term goals. Everybody did long-term, short-term goals. My short-term goals are love God, my wife, my brethren, and preach the gospel to the lost. I think that's loving pretty much everybody.
Amen. Yeah.
Refine my ability to help saints in the body to walk and grow as they follow Christ. I got to get better at it.
Yeah, me too.
Verse by verse study through the book of Revelation.
Hey, that's a good goal.
Yeah, that's coming up. I want to get through that in.
That might be a long-term goal.
In the next year, yeah. Oh, I'm hoping to get through it in a year. A refocus and defining, kind of tweaking our website and getting done exactly on there what God has called us to do. So we just have some tweaking and stuff to do, some adding, some subtracting, some fixing, some broken links, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of goes along with one of mine about getting more of the things carried over from
Amen. So those are my short-term goals. Of course, we're always preaching the gospel, doing events. I guess, you know what? I got to throw a short-term goal in there. I'm going to throw a new one in. Ready? We're going to be traveling with a young couple with children full-time for 6 months of the year. This young man's taken off of work. He's labored hard, and he's just going to go travel and preach with us. So Sister Amen and I, probably one of our short-term goals is to disciple this young couple that is relatively new in the Lord, about 3-4 years. And we want to disciple them, help them train up their children, be good examples of them. So I think that's probably an added-on short-term goal. That kind of came along since all this started. So that's going to be pretty glorious. I was telling this brother we're going to be traveling with, we're going to be Acts 2 on wheels.
Hey, that's funny.
How you like that? Acts 2 on wheels. Yeah,
because
we're going to be breaking bread, preaching, sharing. Everywhere we go, we're going to be together for the most part, traveling together.
Yeah.
There'll probably be times in a town when we might split up for a day or two, but for the most part, we're going to be side by side in the ministry, so it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So that would...
feet on the street, I love it.
Amen, amen. So that would be... Yeah, and this young couple has zeal. Oh, they have zeal.
Hey, they might press us on, too.
Yeah, amen, amen. We hope to press them on, too. So, yeah, I would add that to our short-term goals. My long-term goals, I have the same long-term goal. Love God, my wife, the brethren, and preach the gospel to the lost. I got that both short and long-term. We're going to do that till the day we die.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Explore expanding my street ministry. This one's kind of a broad one. Perhaps, maybe, possibly, could be, sort of, if the Lord leads, outside the U.S. I'm just going to say that. We'll see where that goes. I have some rough ideas on that. And then my plan is, long-term, to keep going. Now, this one sounds kind of depressing, but it's not if you really focus, to have a good death in the Lord.
Oh, I should have put that on one of mine.
Yeah, I want to have a good death in the Lord, meaning I don't care if I got to die of cancer or if I got to die a martyr or I got to die saving somebody or I just got to die preaching. I just want a good death in the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to endure unto my death and be a good witness and example all through it, no matter how God allows me to die for his cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to keep that one.
Yeah, me too.
And I guess another one, this is kind of interesting. I guess I'm going to put this out there. We're pretty much out there on our website, but we do kind of have like personal things that we don't talk much about and everything. But I guess I'm just going to put this one out there. This isn't really part of my long-term goals. This is kind of moving on. But I think it's kind of interesting. All this time since I basically retired from a company when I was like 52 and decided not to go back in the work world and labor for mammon, but to labor in the ministry. And we pretty much have made our own way, not working for anybody else and supporting ourselves. Well, guess what, Sister Amen? Right. Guess what's going to happen in 2024?
I know.
The government is actually going to start giving me my own money back. It's called Social Security.
Right.
I'm actually going to start drawing a pension in the fall of 2024. So we're actually going to be paid street evangelists, but it's our own money. We're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be interesting because whenever anybody yells at me and goes, get a job, I can go, actually, I've got a pension to do this.
Right.
I am getting paid to do this. So that happens in September, fall of 2024. So I think that's kind of interesting how if the Lord allows me to live that long, I'll get a reward to get the money that I paid back. You know, the government's been holding my money so nicely for me
all those years. About that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's going to be kind of a neat thing. And that was kind of like one of my short and long-term goals was now I get to use that money for God's glory.
Right. It's just like been extended up ahead and
yep.
now just getting it back in return.
Yeah, just get it back every month to go out and preach. And it's just going to make us, you know, we're not going to sit back. We're not going hunting. We're not going fishing. We're not going sitting on the beach. We don't even go to the beach unless it's empty. We're going to keep going in the Lord.
Yeah, you know, it seems like every year the older we get, the more we go.
Yeah. Well, we want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going back to peace and safety. We're going to keep pushing on. And keep preaching and keep encouraging and edify others on. And I always like to say, maybe the world says this too, but we're going to wear out. We're not going to rust out.
Right.
You've heard that saying
exactly,
before.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep wearing out. And we want to be like Paul. We want to be done. And we know our time is up. We want to say we're a drink offering. We're poured out. We got nothing left.
Right.
We're weak and we're ready to go home with the Lord if that's what it takes when we're old. But I'm already got my eyes on some powered wheelchairs and stuff that I might be.
I know you can make me something.
I'll put a chainsaw engine on one. I'll be buzzing up down the street. So nothing's going to stop us unless it's the Lord's will. He'll stop us. But we're going to keep moving on. So that's my long term. That's my short term goals. Any thoughts on any of that, Sister Amen? Are you with me in them?
Oh. Oh, 110, 20, 30, 40, 50%.
30, 60, 100.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Yeah,
awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome.
You know, I want to just keep going and going and going for the Lord because he's done so much. We can never accomplish what he has done, but we can do the best we can.
Amen. Amen. So hopefully the Lord will bless everything we're endeavoring to do for him. You got a scripture verse for us today, Sister Amen?
I do. It is going to be Hebrews 13:6. Oh. This kind of goes along with as we get older and times get darker and darker and maybe tribulation comes if we're in it.
Yeah, could be.
So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, we're heading into dark times. The world's basically on fire or near on fire and we're seeing Bible prophecy come to life. That's part of studying Revelation. We're going to be covering, going over a bunch of that stuff. But yeah, let us not fear. Our Father's in control.
Oh, he's over all of it. How
Amen.
Can you fear
anybody? Amen.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got to go meet with our brethren online and have some fellowship and read the word. Tomorrow, I just got to say this, tomorrow we get to have the Lord's Supper with a saint that we've been united to that's on the other side of the world, and he's all by himself. He got no true saints with him, and we've been Bible studying with him, and he's united to us, and we get to break bread and have the Lord's Supper with him tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. I think he's excited about it. So we're thankful. We have a big time gap difference. So we got to do the Lord's Supper as a breakfast.
And he's
going to be doing it as a supper. So that's and some other saints are gathering with us that aren't working. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Praise God for that.
All right. Go forth, make Christ your standard. And I hope that the Lord is your full portion.
I like that. Yeah.
We love you all.
May God be praised.